everyone, it's Jarvis Drunk Hegelbon on Twitter, and welcome to a very special bonus episode of a bonus episode. This is a special sub-episode of the No Cartridge Leftist Book Club, and I am finally giving my patrons what they have been demanding this whole time, the recipe to my apple sausage and sage pie. Now, it's not really mine. It comes from the Who's Your Mama cookbook. If you're in Chicago or the Chicago area, it's in Evanston as well, I think. You should go see Who's Your Mama, the store. It's quite good. You can get pies there. They're going to be better there than anything you can make, probably. Anything that I can make, certainly. It's really, really a great pie place. So they're in Evanston. I think they're on Chicago and Halsted in the city. Really, really worth going to. Okay. They have a cookbook, too. And this is where I draw this recipe from. So a couple of things first. You need to make caramelized onions for this recipe. Now, the Who's Your Mama folks have a recipe for it. Basically, they cut up 8 onions, drop in a stick of butter with the onions. You get a Dutch oven. Dutch oven's kind of important for this because you have to have it simmer for quite a while. Basically, cut the onions into slices. Heat butter, the stick of butter, and a quarter cup of olive oil in the Dutch oven. Drop the slices in over medium-low heat. Cook them until they're sort of translucent, medium-low heat, and then turn up the heat to medium. And just cook for 1 hour, turn it every, 10 minutes or so, and they'll brown up real nice and sweet. They go in the dish, but you can make them ahead of time. You can put them in the fridge or the freezer or whatever you want. They keep for a while. I would suggest making them ahead of time because this recipe can go pretty long if you make them with. Now, the other thing you need to have, of course, is so this is not exactly my forte, giving all sorts of recipes, so you'll have to bear with me, but you'll have to have a crust, right? So the crust recipe in this is really good. It basically just requires a couple of, you hear the pages in the background, you know that this is legit. It's just butter, flour, and a pinch of salt and a little bit of sugar. Little bit of red wine vinegar, although I've used white vinegar in it and it's worked in a pinch. Basically just helps the dough from clumping. So you want 1¾ sticks unsalted butter, and you want 5 tablespoons of that butter frozen and 5 tablespoons of that butter refrigerated. Now, before you freeze and refrigerate it, cut it up into little cubes, like 1/2-inch little squares. So, cut a slab and then cut that slab into 4. Freeze the 5 tablespoons and the rest put in the fridge, and then stir some vinegar into basically just a tablespoon of red wine vinegar into 6 tablespoons of, not 6 tablespoons, just 1/2 cup of cold water. Make sure the water is really cold. You want really cold water. So you could just put the red wine vinegar in and then, mix that with 1/2 cup water and then stick it in the fridge or stick it in the freezer even. You want it to be very cold though. Now, you want to combine 2¼ cups flour with 2¼ teaspoons salt and 1/2 tablespoon sugar. If you have a scale, this can be much easier, and I would say use it. It's 333 grams of flour, 6.5 grams of salt, and 6.5 grams of sugar. Combine those in the bowl of a food processor, and then add chilled butter. So that the first bits that you've cut up into cubes, it's chilled, add that in and blend, pulse maybe 25 to 30 times or blend for 25 to 30 seconds until it like resembles basically a coarse flour. It should look like, you shouldn't actually really see butter clumps in there. It should look like cornmeal almost, but white because it's flour. Then add the frozen butter, do the same thing, pulse 15 to 20 times. And it'll be in like pea-sized pieces. The butter won't be completely melted or incorporated into the flour. That's important. Then you're going to want to add 6 tablespoons of the vinegar and water solution and pulse a few times. I'll read from the text here because this is the only tricky part. The dough should start to look crumbly. Test the dough by squeezing a small amount in the palm of your hand. If the dough holds together, it's done. If not, just add 1/2 tablespoon of the vinegar water, pulse 3 more times, and just repeat that until the dough holds together. It shouldn't come together in the mixer. It can. If it does, it's not ruined or anything. But I did it the last time and had it not come together in the mixer, and it was actually really great because it just was easier to work with. So it should still kind of like be apart. You should think to yourself, this doesn't seem quite right. Doesn't seem like it's completely dry enough. It is. Use that trick by like squeezing it in your hand and see if it holds together. If it does, go for it. transfer it to a lightly floured surface, kind of like pat it together and knead it just a little bit until it's smooth, and then split it into two, make a little disc out of both, put them in plastic wrap, stick them in the fridge. Again, this is something you do ahead of time. You can freeze, you can not freeze it, but you can put it in the fridge overnight. You could also just put it in there for, 20 minutes, just so it's cold, right? It's necessary. Okay, now you have everything you need for the pie, and we'll get to the actual recipe. So first, the ingredients you'll need. You'll need one recipe of the pie, of course, and then also the caramelized onions. You'll need some olive oil, some butter, 2 tablespoons of each. Unpeeled potatoes, it says 2 cups. I just eyeball it, whatever you want. Not too much more than that because you won't be able to fit it in the pie crust, but the potatoes are a little bit, there's cubed potatoes, basically. 2 Granny Smith apples, peeled, cored, and cupped into bite-sized little cubes. Peeling them is really important. Don't forget to do that. 1/2 cup creme fraiche. I never use the creme fraiche because I'm not super into it, but I'm sure it would taste great if you do like creme fraiche, so use that. If not, I have gotten away with using just half and half or heavy cream, whatever I happen to have around, and that works quite well. You want 1/4 cup of whole grain mustard. Mail old style is or mai, if you want to be, I don't know exactly how to pronounce it. It's maille. You can probably find it in the mustard aisle with the other oils. It's just basically any large grain mustard you'll be good with. You'll need 1/4 cup of that, so don't, go crazy or anything, but it's good mustard. You want some fresh sage, about 15 leaves. You want some chopped Italian parsley. You can use dried if you want. And you want 1 pound of breakfast sausage. You'll also need an egg for the egg wash on top. So if you don't have any of those, be sure to grab them before you get out. And now the instructions. So first things first, you want to heat, again, the 2 tablespoons olive oil and 2 tablespoons butter in a heavy, large saute pan over medium heat. I also use the Dutch oven for this. I find the Dutch oven to be very useful. If you don't have one from Le Creuset, there are cheaper places to get them, but a Dutch oven is just a very useful tool to have. If you don't happen to have a Dutch oven, just any heavy bottom pan should do. Once the butter and oil is hot, stir in the potatoes and caramelized onions, really kind of like heat those up a little bit. Brown the sides of the potatoes. That should take about 10 to 12 minutes. Then you're going to want to turn the heat to low, cover the pan with a lid. You can continue to cook, stirring occasionally. But about 5 more minutes, the potatoes should be fork tender. So basically, you're steaming them. It really works quite well. I've never had a problem with the potatoes this way. It's a really quick way to cook potatoes. I totally like it. Transfer that to a medium bowl. Add the apples, the creme fraiche, the mustard, the sage, and the parsley. So that's 2 apples cut up and cubed and peeled, 1/2 cup creme fraiche, 1/4 cup mustard, about 15 leaves of sage cut up, and maybe like 1 tablespoon parsley. Then use that same saute pan that you've used before to cook the onions and the potatoes and crumble up sausage into it. Now, if you have the sausage in casings, just remove the casings and kind of like take the ground sausage out of it. You want the sausage to look like you'd see in like a pasta or something like that. You want it to be kind of like crumbly. You don't want it in its casings for this. So, run a knife along the casing, pull it off, and just like separate it like you would ground beef or something like that. Cook it until it's browned. Cook it till it's done. This is a pretty easy one, but it's just 1 pound of sausage. It just didn't take too terribly long. Put that into the potato mixture as well. Mix it all together. Taste it. Season for, whatever you want. Want more salt, want more pepper, add it in. What it tastes like there is basically what it will taste like when you have it in the pie. So that's your filling. I would try that and make sure you like it the way it is and season it one way or the other. Get the brown bits from the bottom of the pan too if you can. They taste really good in a dish. Then you're going to want to prepare your pie shell. So take your one cylinder or sort of like a circle of pie out of the fridge. Let it thaw for maybe 10 minutes or so until it's workable. So it's out of the fridge. It shouldn't need to thaw that long. And then with put some flour on a clean surface, flour the top as well, just a little bit, and use a rolling pin if you have it. If you don't, you can use a glass. You can just use your hands. What you want to do is make it into a fairly even circle. A rolling pin would be a good thing to invest in if you want to do this recipe, but if you don't, there are ways around it. Just none of them are really great. you want it to be fairly even, so, you know, do one direction and then another. So roll up and then roll to your right and then roll to your left and then roll down. Just try and keep it as even as possible. It's okay if it doesn't stay even. It's just not going to be, like, beautiful. And really, I've never made one of these pies that's looked beautiful. So they've all tasted quite good. So don't worry about it. Roll that out until it gets to a little beyond, probably, it depends on the depth of your pie pan. You can use the pie pans. If you don't have a pie pan at home, you can use the pie pans that you just buy at the store, like those little tin guys. Don't worry, that's fine. But you basically want enough that it can go in, touch the bottom of the pan, and kind of come up along the sides like you'd expect. Cut off any excess, or if you mess it up and it's not big enough, take it out and start again, roll it out. If it breaks into pieces and you have to connect it with your fingers, just whatever you need to cover the bottom of the pie and have it go up to the sides. Basically make the bottom of that two crust pie. Scoop the filling inside the bottom of when the pie crust is in the bottom, scoop the filling that you've made inside, the potato, sausage, apple, meat filling, right? Pat the filling down a bit so that the apples and the potatoes aren't sticking up and cutting your top crust, which you then put on. So again, roll out the same way you rolled out the bottom crust, place it on top. What I like to do is I will either use a fork and press the fork in on the sides, which makes those little nice little lines. You take the tines and you kind of like press it in and make sure that the two pieces of dough, that is the bottom one, which is over the lip of the pie tin, and then the top one, which lays over that bottom crust, you can connect that with a fork, or you can connect it using your fingers, squeezing those together. You can look up tutorials on how to connect pie crusts. I think that's a visual, kind of a visual genre in some ways, but you can kind of get the idea. Just connect it any way you want. It's not going to be a problem if it's just connected by like pushing it down a little bit. The pie is not going to be ruined. This is, again, a bit of filigree. I would focus on making the pie if it's your first time ever doing it. Making a savory pie is not easy. So just, you know, count yourself successful if you make it and it tastes good. Don't worry about how it looks. Cover it with some plastic and then put it in your freezer for an hour. I know it's weird, but just put it in your freezer for an hour. Preheat your oven to 400 degrees towards the end of that hour. Take the frozen pie out, pop it on a baking sheet, and brush a beaten egg. So take that egg, beat it, brush that over the top using a silicone baking brush or whatever you have, and get it into all the crimps and along the outside edge. I didn't mention this. You want some vents in the top. You can do this in any number of ways. You can cut a little X in the top of your pie. You want to do this before it's frozen. You can cut a little X in the top of your pie crust and move those little vents back. You can cut three little slats in the top. But you want some place for the steam to go. So be sure to cut some slats in the top of the pie. Don't worry if the egg wash gets into the pie through the slats. It's not a big deal. It won't change the taste of the pie. Finally, bake from frozen for about 60 to 75 minutes. You'll know when it's done. You can use a meat thermometer if you want to test the inside of the pie temperature, or you just stick a knife in and lick the end of the knife and see if it tastes, if it's like warm at the end of the knife. That's like a weird little trick, but it tends to work. It should be medium golden brown, the crust, and the filling should be bubbling out of the vents you've cut just slightly. That doesn't always happen, so don't kill yourself if it's not doing that. Judge it by the color of the crust, most of all. If the crust starts to get too brown, take some aluminum foil and wrap it around the outside. That's the part that'll brown too fast, if any of it does. That's going to cover that area and keep it from sort of like getting too toasty. You can do that on the fly. You can do it when you put the pie in. It's okay either way, but it's just basically like taking some tin foil, kind of ripping it in a particular way and like creasing it along the outside so that the outside crust is covered. And that's it. After the 60 to 75 minutes, you should have a really successful pie. That's my sausage, apple, and sage pie recipe. Go back and listen to the Commodity Fetish episode if you are wondering why I'm giving you this recipe or are curious as to how it relates to Marxism. It is too late now for me to explain that, but I will be having another Marxist episode coming your way on Wednesday, heading into the next frontier of capital. Thanks, everyone, and keep listening.